Circle. Welcome, everyone. This is the Success Circle Q&A call. And just as a reminder, we always start with upcoming events. But first, I want to welcome all the new Success Circle members to the call. The Q&A call is designed to ask any questions that you do have, and you can submit those ahead of time at info@accelerateassociates.com. And remember, this call is being recorded so that if you miss the live segment, you can catch the replay on the Success Circle membership site. Again, welcome to all the new callers. If this is your first call, the Q&A calls are done at 4:30 Eastern Time on the fourth Tuesday of the month. And on the second Tuesday of the month, we have the high content calls as well as the laser coaching calls. The high content call typically will be either myself or I bring on a guest to talk about a specific small business topic. And I just want to remind everyone that if you have a topic that you'd like to hear more of, more about, please feel free to email those also at info@accelerateassociates.com. The laser coaching call is your opportunity to work with me one-on-one for actually 10-minute laser coaching calls, 15 minutes altogether, but those are your opportunities to work with me one-on-one and get your own individual questions answered. So again, all of that is part of your Success Circle membership. Just in case, I want you to get your calendars ready and out. Remember to schedule the second Tuesday of the month, to schedule 4:30 on your recurring function on your calendar for the high content calls, and the fourth Tuesday for the Q&A calls. Upcoming events, I wanted to let you know that tomorrow, July 28th, is my guest, Tim Green from the Referral Institute, is going to be my guest on Blog Talk Radio's Navigating Change show, where we discuss ideas, solutions in the future, and he's going to discuss Get Emotional about Referral Marketing, so join us for that. Also, want to let you know about the September 22nd webinar that I'm hosting. And with my special guest, Jane Birch of Marketing Monsoon, and we're going to talk, actually lead the group through creating your lead generation machine. So it's called Continuous Clients and Cash, and it's a 4-series webinar, and we literally walk you through that whole process. It's going to be absolutely fabulous, and you can register on the Success Circle site. There is a link, so just go to the right on the Success Circle, on the events section, on the right-hand side, all the way down on the Success Circle, and you'll get the links to all the upcoming events. So make sure that you register for that. If you go on the Accelerate Associates site, also under events, under the main site, you can also link through there. I just want to entice you to stay on for the entire call because I have a special surprise for you. I mentioned if you read all of the information, the emails that I sent out, that missing this call could cost you money. So just to entice you to stay for the remainder of this call, because I will be making an announcement that is only good for Success Circle members. So this is just an advantage that you have of being a Success Circle member that I want to gift to you. So stay tuned. We got a lot of great questions that came in, and I think I'll be able to get through all of these questions before 60 minutes. So I don't think today's call is going to be that long. But the first question that came in, or not the first, but one of the first questions that I want to tackle today came in is, what should business owners who are starting or expanding their business beyond Michigan be aware of from a potential tax perspective? You know, with the internet and things that are going on, businesses, even small businesses, are becoming certainly more global in nature, and there could be potential tax implications. Now, I'm not an attorney, not a tax attorney, but there is a fabulous resource where small business owners can make sure that they are doing the right thing. And it's something that I have recommended to people, and I, in fact, can give you a link, and that is Prepaid Legal. I personally have Prepaid Legal. I enjoy it. Why? Because I can ask an attorney an unlimited amount of questions and get a qualified attorney in a specific area. So if I have a contract question, I can ask them about contracts, to review contracts. If I have a tax question, I can ask them about tax questions. So one of the things that I enjoy most is really asking them an unlimited amount of questions to make sure that I am doing the right thing. And the link to that is not only in your Success Circle site, but also I'll give it to you now. You can get there at www.prepaidlegal.com. That's P-R-E, paid, P-A-I-D, legal, L-E-G-A-L, .com, /hub, H as in Henry, U, B as in boy, H-U-B, hub, /LAMININNI, and that stands for Lisa A. Menini. So again, that's prepaidlegal.com /hub/LAMININNI. And I've recommended so many people to that, they gave me my own site. So I refer people to them, and you can just sign right up. I think the minimum plan that you can have is like $16. For $16 a month, asking an attorney an unlimited amount of questions, I think, is wonderful. And getting the right answers to all of your questions. There's other things that you can use it for. If you get an IRS audit, you can have somebody, any family event, you can have a will done. There's a lot. So I refer people to the website, again, because I'm not an expert in legal, but they're a wonderful resource for small business. Highly recommend them. So if you have a tax question, sign up. Make the most of your benefits. The second question that came in is, how do you know or choose the best format to produce your ebooks so that they can be read on any electronic devices? For those of you who may not know what ebooks are, E just stands for electronic, so they're electronic books. And you're finding more and more with Kindle and some of the other electronic where you can actually read it. They have an electronic reader, or you can read the ebooks. Now, it's becoming a fast-moving alternative for a lot of authors. Now, you don't need for it to be compatible for Kindle to sell your ebooks. Many people online in the private sector just sell their ebooks right on their websites, and as long as they are in PDF format, people are able to download them and read them after they purchase them. But if you want to get them into different systems like Kindle, then they have their own special requirements. Again, I'm not an expert on what format it has to be in, but if you look at the trends, I mean, just from a perspective in capitalizing on this technology and this trend, and it's really not a trend, it's here and now. I mean, people are using this as a big alternative. In fact, when we got this question, we did a little bit of online research, and in July of this year, this month, online bookseller Amazon reported sales of ebooks for Kindle outnumbered the sales of hardcover books for the first time ever. And so it's indicated that it sold 140 ebooks for every 100 hardcover books, including hardcovers where there was no digital edition. And in July, the number, and that was for the second quarter of 2010, but in July, it increased to 180 Kindle ebooks per 100 hardcover books. So now, the data that we got said that paper books sales are still larger than hardcover or ebook. But, you know, some of the bigger authors like J.K. Rowling really haven't gotten the used to the idea of ebooks yet. So there's still some big named authors that won't do ebooks, but you're seeing more and more authors doing that because there are a lot of advantages to doing something like that too. Now, websites are also popping up. So for those of you who are looking to publish ebooks, just know that there's different websites like ebookmall.com, and they're selling different digital books online. Now, people like ebooks for several reasons. When you're selling them, again, as you look at the consumer, the educated consumer is changing. We're seeing a lot of things with, you know, that immediate gratification. You have the consumer who wants it now, and they're able to get it now. They're able to get that information. So for small business owners, ebooks, even if you sell them online, and I have many different ebooks online with the Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing Your Way to the Bestsellers List, Sealing the Deal, in teleseminars and webinars, and these things are available for not only the Success Circle members, but those people that go to my Success Store on my main website. So there's a lot of ways that small businesses are capitalizing in using the information that they know through ebooks. It's also less costly for many authors to do an ebook version. And, you know, a lot of people like it because, you know, it's saving trees. but in that, you're also, it's changing the face of publishers as well, printed publishers. So even though there's still demand for printed books, if I were a printed, you know, I do have a publishing house that published, that self-published Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, but that's only my book. But if I had a publishing house, I certainly would be looking at changing my business model and looking at the trend that is ebooks that are coming out. Now, some people look at ebooks as a disadvantage, especially people that might be speaking, because people like to go away with something in their hands. And if you have an ebook, unless you print it, which kind of defeats the purpose, but unless you print it, then people, you know, you're going to think, well, people are not going to be as interested if I have an ebook. Well, there's something called flash drives. So for those people that may have businesses that can supply flash drives, you know, how well can you get that flash drive, you know, maybe a picture of the book, the ebook, on that flash drive, and so now you do have something to give away. So speakers that were hesitating in giving away ebooks now have a really great idea in, and this is kind of my own idea, to give away their ebooks through their flash drive. And you can have, you know, a single-purpose flash drive that people can utilize. But again, you want to make sure that that version of your book can be brought up either in Mac or in Word. So you want to make sure that however you save your book, that it is compatible. So those are just some ideas that I want to put out there. But one of the other trends that are also coming up is to make sure that, you know, the book can be read by other applications. With more people doing things with their phones and different types of phones that are out there, people are going to be utilizing their phones more and more. And so, you know, different apps will be changing. Again, I'm not an expert in the different apps, but for those of you who are thinking about books or ebooks and getting your book into different digital formats, these are some ideas for you to think about. and to capitalize on the ebook trend that's happening right now. Not to mention, when you buy things like a flash drive in bulk, it can certainly be a whole lot less expensive than getting a book printed. You know, printed books, depending on how many copies that you do get, could you get it less than a dollar? Yeah, but that means you got a lot of books, and it depends on the size of the book. Again, ebooks have a lot of advantages to them. One of the other questions that came in, just segueing over, is how do you find out where your ideal clients hang out? Seems to me, again, I get a lot of questions with similar themes, so, you know, more than one of these questions came out. I noticed that the theme that seems to be coming up is people really, I want to say struggling, but struggling with really focusing in on their niche. And it, first of all, you have to be very clear about who your client is exactly. You know, what are their titles? What are their income levels or their revenue levels? What are their, you know, what are their preferences? What are their struggles? What are their challenges? You know, it was interesting, but as I was going through an exercise with one of my clients, you know, she was going through all the titles of her niches. She realized that those titles all had similarities in them. And then, so she clarified her niche even further, you know, literally crossing off some of those titles of the people she thought were in her niche off her list, because she realized, you know, there's so many similarities between these, and she got even clearer about her niche. Once she's able to do that, then she's able to determine, okay, where does my ideal client hang out? So, as you look at where your ideal clients hang out, think about, and most people end up hanging out with people that are your competitors. So if you're an events planner, you know, you tend to go to professional association where other event planners go. Well, that's fine, but you're not going to find your preferred client there, right? So you want to go to groups where you're going to find your preferred clients. So their professional associations, you want to go to maybe chambers of commerce, maybe alumni groups, maybe groups of interest. So for example, if your clients are yoga centers, for example, you want to find out the types of groups that really interest them. So for example, groups of interest might be even groups that you see on Facebook or LinkedIn. Find out what are their preferences. So yoga centers might belong to groups that, you know, have, you know, homeopathic type of groups or home remedy groups. So they might end up linking there, and that's where you're going to find them. Groups where, you know, maybe a local business journal, you might find some information in a business journal where your preferred clients hang out. Trade journals, association newsletters. You're going to, as you look at your marketing mix, if you are writing articles and your articles are, have a niche category, e-zine articles, for example, has niche categories. So you write an article, you put it in a niche category, and your clients are actually going to be finding you. You can also do a LinkedIn survey, survey on LinkedIn, and ask the question, you know, calling all, you know, yoga centers, where, you know, what are some of your favorite places to hang out? What are some of your preferences? And ask them to take the online survey. So these are some ways that you can find out where, and that's simply asking, and you can find out where your ideal clients hang out. So those are some ideas for you to think about. Also, where your clients hang out, you know, also understand that they are going to be looking for you. They're going to be looking for the solution that you provide. One of the key things to think about is a lead generation system. And if you attended the free teleseminar that we had on July 14th, you know, lead generation is really important to helping your preferred clients find you. And what that does is they're going to be putting keywords into a search engine to find you, and you want your information to pop up. Now, your information can pop up in several areas. I mentioned earlier about easing articles or other areas that you can post your blogs or your information where they can find you. Or you can have your own lead generation system that draws them into you or pulls them into you simply because you've got the key word search or keywords that they're putting into a search engine. So I just want to mention that through that lead generation system, you can also ask them a question, maybe what is their biggest struggle or where, you know, what books they read, or you can ask them questions during that process and get some market data from them. So that's another way to find out where your ideal clients hang out. And again, simply asking some of your current ideal clients those questions, and then just, you know, buy them lunch and just start asking them the questions. Now remember, your preferred client profile can help you determine your and get much more clear on your preferred clients, and that preferred client profile is in the Entrepreneurial Edge Biz Boost self-study program as well, or is as part of the 3-day intensive event that we're not having until next year, but you can get your hands on the Biz Boost self-study program right now, and that whole preferred client profile can help you through that process. You know, there's a saying that I have, and I noticed this is coming up. In fact, on Thursday, I'll be writing an article for the e-zine about different sort of messages that we get. And just from some of the themes that I'm seeing now, a lot of people, you know, are finding it very difficult with different personal challenges that are going on to move their business ahead because they have so much going on. And I just want to address that too, because there's always this time that we all have these personal struggles and we're still trying to move our businesses forward. Recently, my back went out on me, so I had to relax a little bit, even though I wanted to move it forward. But and I'm sharing that with you because, you know, I know some of you that you know, maybe taking care of someone, maybe it's yourself, maybe it's someone else, or you're finding it very difficult to get things done. But, you know, it's interesting, and I've been in business long enough now to realize that, you know, when some of those things do present themselves, it could be a message that, hey, wait a minute, we need to slow down and just be in the moment. You know, and just accept that there is a time that you may have to step back a little bit, regroup, and get done what you can get done, the absolute essentials that that can get done. And you may not be able to get everything done that's on your plan, but that's the magic of having the business blueprint that you do have, is that you can readjust it. And for those of you who haven't yet completed your business blueprint, again, that's part of the Entrepreneurial Edge System Biz Boost Self-Study Program. I'd really recommend that you do that, because even though there are situations that come up, what it does is it helps to refocus you, helps to keep you focused on your priorities, and even though there's, you know, unanticipated events that might be happening, that blueprint can really keep you focused, even though you may, you know, be going through a lot of turbulent times. I know time and time again that I've had to revisit it. That's the whole purpose of the tool. That's why I developed it. That's why I continue to use it. It's not only what I teach, but what I use, because when things that have come up, I just refocus the priorities and it helps me shift everything. So for those of you who may be struggling with your business right now, again, go back to that tool if you haven't and take advantage of it, because even though there aren't unanticipated events, that can be really helpful for you in just refocusing and reprioritizing. One of the other things, too, that came up in a question about sort of getting everything done. Well, you know, sometimes when things do happen, you're not going to get everything done. But there's also a point in time, and this is something that for those of you who attended the 3-day event that you learned, and for those of you who have the self-study program, you will learn, is this notion of visualization and what you do want to have or intend to have happen. And the whole purpose, even in the most turbulent times, the whole purpose is to recenter and to use some of those exercises of visualization. And again, just to go back to the 3-day event, those exercises that we did involved the breathing, involved envisioning what it is you do want to have happen, and also focused on 4 main principles that all need to be in alignment with each other. So if you're finding yourself a bit out of sorts right now, just trying to focus but feeling unfocused, remember to go back to some of those things that you did learn. And if you weren't there, then I'm going to do a brief review. When you look at visualization, you want to take a step and really focus on those things that you do intend and you do want to have happen in your business and in your life. Number one. Number two, you want to think about the 4 principles. And the 4 principles were the first one was the principle of control. And the principle of control says, until you take responsibility for everything that has happened or everything that will happen, you won't be able to create the life you truly want, because you have to take 100% responsibility. And what I refer to as PAR, power, accountability, authority, and responsibility, PAAR. And when you look at the principle of control says, you know, 10% is what happens to you, 90% is how you react to it. So again, we all will tend to get very emotional about things and be caught up in that, but take a moment for yourself as the entrepreneur to start refocusing by visualizing what it is that you do want, and just take those even 10 minutes in the morning to focus. Rather than listening to some negative news in the morning, take 10 minutes to really focus on you and your business and what you intend and want to have happen, and visualize that. The second one was the principle of belief. What you believe and expect to happen, then it will happen. A lot of people then focus on the negative, and so they end up seeing a lot of negative results. In my experience, the more energy that you put into that negativity, the more that it will happen. So the principle of belief says, really focus on what you want to have happen, number one, but number two, what are you believing will happen? What are you believing will happen? People I've used this analogy, say, oh, I'm going to get laid off. I'm going to get laid off. I'm going to, and they end up getting laid off. Well, same with the business owner. Oh, I know they're going to get the, you know, I know they're going to, you know, get that proposal. The other company bid on that proposal. Well, you know what? If you're believing that, then it probably will happen because you're focused and you're believing the negative. And how many times are we believing the negative? The next one, principle is the principle of what you focus on, you find. What you focus on grows and increases. What you focus on seems real, and what you focus on, you ultimately become. And many of us focus on the negative things and what we can't do, even in the more difficult times, versus what we can do. So just as a self-check, really look at what it is that you're focused on. And then finally, to be in complete alignment, is look at the principle of conscious thought. Whatever you consistently hold in your conscious thought, you will invite more of it into your life. And so what is in your conscious thought? What are you bringing in your conscious thought? And so it's really important to take a look at what are you speaking. And as you're being brought new business, as you're being brought new opportunities, are you truly thankful for them? Are you thankful for every opportunity that's helping push you forward? Even though they may seem to be negative opportunities, but, you know, even being thankful for those because you're learning something from them. So as we, you know, as the questions come in about, you know, how do I get everything done? I feel overwhelmed. I just want to remind you about some of these foundational tools that, again, if you were at the 3-day event, that you learned that maybe you need to get back to, or, you know, if you haven't yet experienced them, you will as part of the self-study program. If you haven't gotten that self-study program, then I encourage you to do that. But because I know some of you are new to the Success Circle, but those are really foundational tools that are going to help you as you grow your business, for some of you, as you get your businesses started, that are going to be really critical, because much of growing the business is about the mindset. And each time that you work on that inner entrepreneur, on that mindset, on the belief systems, on the conscious thoughts, things will change, and it truly can be a life-changing experience when you use some of these tools, because they will transcend themselves beyond just the business part. They will also help you on the personal side as well. One of the announcements that I also wanted to make today, and I asked you to be on the call, so thank you very much for those of you who are on the call, is I mentioned about gifting something to you. And as a Success Circle member, I've decided to gift a coupon of $25 off any one of the tools that we have. So we have some upcoming events coming up. We have the webinar, Continuous Clients and Cash. You can use your coupon towards that, as well as, you know, some of you haven't gotten the BizBoost self-study program, the Entrepreneurial Edge System BizBoost self-study program. You can use it towards that. We have Drive Time, Time to Think. For those of you who need a relaxation tool, that's available in the Success Store. So you can use that coupon. We have a list of what it can be used for. And just to claim your coupon, simply email info@ accelerateassociates.com. Let us know that you want to use it and that you would like to, and we'll give you the coupon code so that the next time you register for something, and we have a list of those things, you can get $25 off. So it's just my way of saying thank you very much for being a Success Circle member And it's truly enjoyable working with each one of you, getting to know your businesses and seeing the growth that you're experiencing. We've got some amazing stories that are out there, and I'm just really tickled to be able to share them. So for those of you who would love to share your story, we'd love to highlight them. So, but again, that's just my gift to you, and I just wanted to mention that again. That's $25 coupon off. And so just email us at info@accelerateassociates.com. It does have an expiration. I believe it's December that we have the expiration on it, so you want to use it right away. But again, it's just my way of saying thank you. Again, I just want to remind everyone of the tomorrow. Remember, July 28th, we have Tim Green with the Referral Institute, Get Emotional About Referral Marketing. We have September 22nd, the webinar that starts, Creating Your Lead Generation Machine, called Continuous Clients and Cash webinar, where we literally walk through step by step how to create your own lead generation machine. And the next high content call will be August 10th at 4:30, and the next Q&A call is August 24th. And that about covers up today's Q&A session. I want to again thank all of you for coming on today's call. If you do have any questions that you would like to ask, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com before the Q&A session, and we'll get that answer for you. I think that's it. I think I've covered all the questions that that came in. And again, I want to thank you very much. And until next time, create a great day. Bye, guys.